all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H, 615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I'm going to get it.
church. Say amen. Well, I tell you, the Holy Spirit worked that out just perfect. If I can have all of that choir just come sit right in here, I'm not going to be too long. Amen. I took my watch off so I can see. Amen. I don't know who made these little things, but this is nice. Amen. Praise God. I want to be born again. All you gotta do is say the word. Boy, what a great song to get me into what I want to talk about. Amen. I want to read one verse of scripture, and I'm going to read it from two different translations. I want to read the King James. While you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 4. And I want you to look at verse 13. Verse 13 comes after verse 12. Verse 14 comes after verse 13. I say that because verse 12 is a verse of scripture that, especially after Acts chapter 4, verse 12, is a scripture that you ought to memorize. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given by men by which men may be saved other than the name of Jesus. That's verse 12. And then when we look at verse 13, praise God, it says this. And we're just going to read one verse. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, and that they had been with Jesus. Now, let me read it from the CEV translation. This is our youth Sunday, and I want these young people to really see what this verse is saying. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. It's a little lengthy, but it's okay. It says the officials were amazed to see how brave Peter and John were, and they knew that these two apostles were only ordinary men and not well educated. The officials were certain that these men had been with Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. And I'm going to talk just for a little while. I'm going to do a part one and part two on this question. How may others know that you are Christians? How, and I put you, so that means that I'm trying to exclude myself. Let me rephrase that question. How may others know that we are Christians? That's what we're going to talk about. How may others know that we are Christians? And the reason why I was so enthused about that song that they sung, because in my notes here, I got a question that I need to ask everybody, and I'm going to take my glasses off so I can see. How many born-again believers are in the house today? Can I see your hand? Amen. I'm looking around. I got my glasses off so I could see. Amen. How many born? You can put your hands down. You see, our text today finds us after Peter and John. Of course, these Bible readers know were represented, praise God, who represented the early church, had just been used by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to work a miracle in the life of a man who had been lamed. Praise God, he was laid at a gate called Beautiful, and while Peter and John would go up to pray, praise God, He asked money of them. He begged them for alms every day. And you got to understand that he begged a whole lot of people. And when they look at his life, they said he had been there for about 38 years. That's a long time, praise God, sitting and begging and asking people money so that you can, till you can get a buy, that you can get by. But we find that in that text, Peter and John did something. They gave that man what he really needed. Amen. Because they said, look on us, praise God, silver and gold, we have none. But such as we have, give ID in the name of Jesus. They told him to get up. I want you to rise up and I want you to walk. Praise God. And as a result of that, they said 5,000 men, praise God, were saved. Now, if you go back in history, history would say, well, it was a little bit more than 5,000. They would put it in the neighborhood of about 15,000. When you count the wives, you count the women, and you count those children. So there's about 15,000 people that were saved. And we see Peter and John, after they did that, man, those folks got furious because they did that, whipped them and took and beat them and put them in jail. Amen. And not only that, praise God, they had to appear before the Sanhedrin Council. Amen. The Sanhedrin Council is sort of like our Supreme Court today. And they wanted, and Peter and them were actually, I'm going to tell you the truth, I believe Peter and them were absolutely enthused, praise God, to get an opportunity to stand before such august crowd as the Sanhedrins to give their testimony. Praise God. And Peter spoke. He spoke with some boldness. Y'all know Peter. We know him as a big mouth guy. He spoke. He was straightforward about how his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he was the one, praise God, that performed the miracle in that man's life. Praise God. And then they released them from jail. Praise God. But after they had beaten them, they released them from jail. But look, praise God, this is the thing that gets me to our the question this morning, praise God, before releasing them from jail, our text says that those members of that Sanhedrin court said that they looked and they marveled, praise God, because of these supposedly unlearned men. In other words, they were not educated in the major universities. They hadn't gone to some of the schools that Paul went through, but they marveled, praise God, because of their boldness. They marveled because of their braveness, praise God. And they took knowledge that they had been with God. Amen. Praise God. And which brings me to our text today. How may others know that we are Christians? I ask you all to raise your hand. Praise God. How many born again believers in here? And I think everybody in here raised their hand. Praise God. You see,